紧张吗？为女儿祷告，为我女儿祷告。第一次在这里为我翻译啊。弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Peace to you all.
在有一次的学校的毕业典礼上面。
At a graduation ceremony.
学校的校长对毕业生讲了这么一个故事。
The principal told the graduates a story.
有一个制造铅笔的师傅对铅笔说。
A pencil maker told the pencils.
在我把你送到世界之前
Before I send you to the world,
记住五件事情
Remember five things,
你才可以成为世界上最好的铅笔
So that you may become the best pencil in the world.
第一个
The first thing,
你必须被握在人的手里
You must be held in a person's hand.
第二个
Secondly,
当你经历被削的痛苦的时候才会成为一支有用的铅笔
Only when you have experienced the pain of being sharpened will you become a useful pencil.
当写错或者画错的时候，你会被擦掉重做。
When you make a mistake, it will be erased and be redone.
所以你要随时预备好被修正你所犯的错误。
So you have to always be ready to fix your mistakes.
第四个。
And fourthly,
也是最重要的。
And the most important,
是里面的笔芯。
Is the lead.
第五个。
And fifth,
无论什么情况下，任何的材质，你都要画出你的痕迹。
No matter the situation or material, you always have to leave your mark.
铅笔听明白了。
And the pencils understood.
开始上路到世界上了。
And began on their way to the world.
校长继续说。
And the principal continued to say.
毕业生们。
Graduate,
你们也是这样子的。
You are also like this.
记住五件的事情。
Remember five things.
你才可以在世界上成为一个有用的人。
So that you may become a useful person in the world.
第一，你要永远的被握在上帝的手里。
Firstly, you have to always be held in God's hand.
唯有经历许多的困难跟痛苦，才会使你更加的成熟。
Only when you experience suffering and troubles may you become a more mature person.
你要随时准备好来修正你的错误。
You have to be prepared to correct your mistakes.
第四个。
And fourthly,
请记住。
Remember,
人生最重要的部分就是内心。
A person's most important part is their heart.
最后一个。
And lastly,
无论走到哪里。
Wherever you go,
你都要负责任留下你的足迹。
You have a responsibility for leaving a mark.
也就是说，无论遇到任何的情况，你都要记住谨守你的责任。
That is to say, no matter the circumstances, you always have to leave a mark.
铅笔再好，
no matter how good the pencil is,
如果没有被握在手里，
if it's not held by hand,
没有用。
It doesn't have any use.
一个人，
a person,
再优秀。
No matter how good they are,
如果不是被握在上帝的手里，
if they are not held in God's hand,
你也不可能成为社会有用的人才。
They will never become a useful person in society.
他说你好好掌握这五个的人生的秘诀。
You need to follow these five secrets to life.
你才可以拥有成功的人生，幸福的人生。
So that you may have a successful and happy life.
而且你才可以去祝福别人。
And so you can also bless other people.
弟兄跟姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
作为神的儿女，
as God's children,
我们对夫妻的标准跟定义是跟世界上不一样的。
Our standards and definition of blessing is different to the world.
什么是幸福？
What is happiness?
什么是幸福？
What is happiness?
是更多的钱财吗？
Is it more wealth, greater wealth?
更好的车子吗？
A better car?
更大的房子吗？
A bigger house?
更高的学历吗？
A higher education?
更好的工作吗？
A better job?
有许多儿女吗？
Have lots of children,
有健康的身体吗？
A healthy body,
这是都是好的。
These are all good things.
但是，
but,
什么是真正的幸福？
What is true happiness?
什么是真正的幸福？
What is true happiness?
圣经里面怎么说？
What does the Bible say?
从罗马书第四章六到八节。
From Romans 4, chapter 6 to 8.
诗篇三十三第十二节。
Psalms 33, verse 12.
所有这里所说的福气。
Or, All these talk about blessing
都跟上帝有关系
is related to God.
离开了上帝
and apart from God,
那个福气不是真正的福气
that blessing is not true, that happiness is not true happiness.
所以这里说蒙神算为义的人是有福的第六节
whom God credits righteousness
得赦免其过遮盖 其罪的这人是有福的
Whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered.
第八节说，主不算为有罪的。
Whose sin the Lord will never count against them.
都跟上帝有关系。
They're all related to God.
诗篇继续说。
And it continues in Psalm.
以耶和华为神的那国是有福的。
The nation whose God is the Lord, that they are blessed.
他所拣选为自己产业的那民是有福的。
The people he chose for his inheritance are blessed.
所有这些福气
All of these blessings
必须跟上帝有关系
must be related to God.
离开了上帝
and apart from God
福气不是福气
these blessings are not blessings.
因此
and so
真正的福气
true blessings
唯独来自福音
come from the gospel alone
真正的福气
true blessings
唯有来自福音
come from the gospel alone
今天我们所读的约翰福音
today what we read in John
第一章第一节就开门见山地告诉我们
the first verse the first chapter and the first verse tell us
神的儿子
God's son
耶稣基督是福音的起头
Jesus Christ is the beginning of the good news
福音的起头
He is the beginning of the good news.
今天跟大家分享福气的三部曲
Today I'll be sharing about the trilogy of blessings.
从圣经里来看，什么样是真福气
So from the Bible, what is true happiness?
你有没有这个福气呢
And do you have this happiness?
什么是福气的三部曲呢
What is the trilogy of blessings?
第一个
Firstly,
我们需要认识什么是福音
We have to understand what the gospel is.
第二个，我们需要相信福音。
Secondly, we need to believe in the gospel.
许多人都做了这两样啊。
Many people
都做了这第一跟第二，认识福音，也相信福音。
Many people have already done understood and believed in the gospel.
但是他忘了第三个也是非常重要的，要传扬福音。
But they've forgotten the third point, which is to spread the gospel.
你有这个三个福音的三部曲吗
Do you have these three blessings?
我们一起来看一下
Let's have a look
第一个
The first one
来认识福音
Understand the gospel
讲到福音的时候
And it talks about the gospel
它原来没有宗教的意义的
It originally didn't have any religious connotation
讲到福音的时候
And when they spoke about the
gospel 它可能只是一个惊天动地的好消息
It might have been an overwhelming good news
它可能是一个改变世界历史的一个重大的事件
It could have been a significant event that would change the world's history
比如说
For an example
啊，罗马皇帝奥古斯都的诞生
The birth of the Roman Emperor Augustus
但是弟兄跟姐妹
But brothers and sisters
Yohan 约翰福音
in John,
包括四本福音书
and all the other three gospels,
告诉我们
tells us,
福音是什么
what is the gospel?
福音是好消息
the gospel is good news,
什么是好消息
and what is good news?
耶稣
Jesus,
耶稣
Jesus,
耶稣是基督
He is the Christ,
耶稣是神的儿子
He is the Son of God,
这是神的福音
This is God's good news,
这是好消息不当耶稣是福音的起头
Not only is he the beginning of the gospel
不单他是起头
Not only is he the beginning
他是中心
He's the center
他更是全部
And more so the whole of the gospel
我们来看一下
Let's have a look
为什么耶稣是福音的起头中心跟全部呢
Why is he the beginning, center, and the whole of the gospel?
马可福音第一章第一节告诉我们
Mark chapter 1 verse 1
我们一起来读出来
Let's read it together
请
The beginning of the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God.
必须是耶稣领头才开始的。
It must be Jesus who is the beginning of the good news.
以弗所书告诉我们。
Ephesians tells us.
我们的神在神在基督里面已经把各样的福气都赏赐给我们。我们一起读这一节经文。以弗所书一章三节，预备，请。 愿颂赞归我们主耶稣基督的父。
Who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
已经给我们了。
He's already given it to us.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
他是福音的中心。
He is the center of the gospel.
不但如此。
And not only that.
哥罗西书三章十一节告诉我们。
Galatians tells us.
一起读来。唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。英文圣经讲的更形象。
They describe it better in the English translation.
Christ is all, and is in all. 非常的形象，他是我们的一切，基督必须是我们的全部。
Jesus must be everything. Everything.
我们不但要认识福音是什么。
And we must not only understand what the gospel is.
刚才我们所读的经文。
And what we read just then.
看看耶稣他怎么做。
See what Jesus does.
当耶稣开始出来服事的时候。
When Jesus began his ministry.
他来到加利利。
He came to Galilee.
来到加利利做什么？
And what did he do in Galilee?
宣传神的福音。
He preached the good news of God.
今天耶稣做了一个非常好的榜样。
And Jesus is a good example.
他是出来做什么？
What did he do?
宣传神的福音。
He proclaimed the good news.
他宣传福音的内容是什么？
And what did he preach about?
日期满了，神的国近了。
The kingdom of God has come near.
你们应当悔改，相信福音。
You have to repent and believe the good news.
所以相信福音是耶稣给我们的一个盼望，我们的命令。
So believing the good news is a hope for us and also a command.
信，什么是信福音呢？
What is believing?
信是一个行动。
It is an action.
不单是一个行动。
And not only is it
信叫我们要跟紧紧的来跟随。
We have to follow it closely.
这个信。
And this belief.
它包括三个方面。
It involves three aspects.
情。
Emotion.
知意。
Knowledge and will.
那看医生为例子。
So take an example of going to visit the doctor.
一个人生病了。
When a person is sick,
他必须自己有一个意愿，他要去看医生。
They need to go visit the doctor.
这就叫情。
This is called will.
他愿意。
He is willing to.
我生病了。
I'm sick.
我需要去看医生。
I have to go visit the doctor.
什么是知呢？
What is knowledge?
如果我得了大病了。
If I am severely ill,
我需要动手术了。
I need to undertake a surgery.
这个病人不会随随便便的去找一个医生为他动手术。
I'm not going to casually find a doctor.
他可能会去仔细的去问一下他的口碑如何。
He will go to understand what the reputation of the doctor is like.
当他知道这个医生是好的时候呢？
And once he knows that this doctor is a good doctor,
他巴不得马上跟他签名，要这个医生为他来动手术。
He will earnestly go andgo to operate from under this doctor.
这叫做意。
This is called will.
不单知道啊，我需要看医生。
Not just knowing that I need to go visit a doctor.
相信福音也是这样子。
Believing the gospel is also.
我不单相信耶稣是福音的起头。
I don't just believe that Jesus is the beginning of the gospel.
耶稣是福音的中心。
He is the center of the gospel.
耶稣是福音的全部。
And he is the whole of the gospel.
我必须跟他有关系，生命的关系。
I must relate this to my life.
认识福音。
Understand the gospel.
我必须接受福音。
I need to accept the gospel.
所以圣经里面约翰福音第一章第十二节大家都很熟悉这些经文。
So everyone's very familiar with John 1:12.
他说凡接待他的就是信他名的人他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
接受。
To accept.
耶稣成为他的生命。
Jesus becomes his life.
我很喜欢一个词。
I really like a phrase.
这个词的话，把这个福音的话意思给表达出来。
This phrase expresses what the gospel means.
耶稣是神的儿子。
Jesus is God's son.
他是万王之王。
He's the King of Kings.
他竟然为我们死在十字架上面。
And he died on the cross for us.
大家都听过 这个词 King's Cross 呢
？Have we all heard of this phrase King's Cross？
这是在讲福音的时候非常又简单又重要的一个总结。
It's a simple summary of what the gospel is.
他是王。
He is a king.
这位王为我们死在十字架上面。
And this king died for us on the cross.
所以你下一次我们去 King's Cross 的时候，你想起这个福音的内容。
And next time when you visit King's Cross,
不单是在悉尼有这个地方
，Not only in Sydney.
在伦敦地标的地方也是有这个 King's Cross 这个地方。
There's also a King's Cross in London.
告诉我们福音的真正的意义。
It tells us the true meaning of the gospel.
这位王。
This king,
这位万王之王
this king, the king of
竟然为了你我这些罪人钉死在十字架上面
He died on the cross for you and me.
这是福音
This is the gospel.
还没完
And not yet finished.
保罗告诉我们
Paul tells us
这位王这位耶稣
This king,
为了我们的罪
for our sins,
钉死在十字架上面
He was nailed to the cross.
但是感谢主
But give thanks
三天之后
three days
他从死里复活
He resurrected.
这是福音
This is the gospel.
他这位王为我们钉死十字架了
This king, he died on the cross.
他为我们从死里复活了
He rose from the dead.
复活
Resurrection.
是何等的重要
is very important.
但是很遗憾很多人就停留在这前面两个
But unfortunately, many people just stopped.
我认识福音了
I recognize the gospel.
我也相信福音了
I believe the gospel.
但是我只是要祝福
But I only am being blessed.
从来没有想过我要去传扬福音。
They never think of spreading the gospel.
何等的可惜，非常的可惜。
可惜不会。
可惜不会。
How unfortunate.
为什么要传福音呢
？Why do we need to spread the gospel?
是不是宣牧师你自己编出来的
？Is it?Did I make it up myself?
看一下耶稣出来做工作的时候，他怎么看待这个福音
？How did Jesus look at this gospel when he?
耶稣顺着加利利的海边走。
As Jesus was walking along Galilee,
他看见了西门跟他的兄弟，然后安德烈在海边撒网。他们本来是打鱼的，但是耶稣跟他说：“你来跟从我，我要使你们得人如得鱼。”
As he was passing along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men.
耶稣跟他说，来跟从我，我要叫你得人如得鱼。
Jesus said to them, Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men.
耶稣呼召门徒。
And Jesus calling his disciples,
要他们做什么
What did he want them to do?
非常清楚一样最重要的一个事情
Very clearly he told them one thing
得人去得人
To gain people
你可以在这里 唱歌敬拜非常好
And you can sing songs and praise God very well
弟兄姐妹在小组当中也彼此相爱
And brothers and sisters are loving each other and
但是我们有没有去得其他的人呢
？But are we gaining other people?
来跟从我。
To follow Jesus.
我要叫你们得人如得鱼。
I will make you become fishers of men.
所以这是呼召啊，这是一个拯救灵魂的呼召。
This is
the calling for the saving souls.
The calling for saving souls.
是主耶稣要他们做的。
It's what Jesus wanted them to do.
是主耶稣的呼召。
It's God's calling.
不单如此。
And not only this.
耶稣一生当中。
In our whole, in his Jesus' whole life.
都是教导他们要去得人。
He taught them to be, gain people.
你我不是渔夫。
You and I aren't fishermen.
你可能是学生。
You might be a student.
你可能是老板。
You might be a.
你可能是普通的工人。
You might be a normal worker.
不论我们什么职业。
No matter what occupation you have,
都要去来做得人。
We all have to become fishers of men.
这是耶稣的呼召。
This is God, a Jesus calling.
当耶稣为我们被钉死十字架。
And when Jesus died for us on the cross,
他从死里复活之后。
And he rose from the dead.
他复活之后。
After he resurrected,
他跟门徒说。
He told his disciples.
他要升天之前。
Before he was ascended to heaven.
也是在加利利。
He was also in Galilee.
对他们说
He told them,
你们往普天下去
Go into all the world,
传福音给万民听
And preach the gospel to all creation.
信而受洗的必然得救
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
不信的他们要灭亡了
But whoever does not believe will be condemned.
这什么意思呢
What does this mean?
去传福音。
When you preach the gospel,
给万民听。
To all creation,
这是复活耶稣的命令。
This is the command of the resurrected Jesus.
不单是耶稣对我们去拯救灵魂的呼召。
And so it's not only the calling for saving souls,
更是复活耶稣的命令。
More so, it's the command of the resurrected Jesus.
今天耶稣对我们的呼召是什么呢？
What is Jesus' response from us?
今天我们从这段经文当中，他告诉我们什么呢？
From the passages that we read, what can we see?
你我这么多人坐在这里。
You and I.
所有今天在我们当中的。
All of us that are here today.
我如何来回应呢？
How can we respond?
我们请我们记住。
We have to remember.
真正的福气。
True blessings.
唯独来自福音。
Come only from the gospel.
什么是福音？
And what is the gospel?
福音的起头。
The beginning of the gospel.
是耶稣。
Is Jesus.
福音的中心。
The center of the gospel.
是耶稣。
Is Jesus.
福音的全部也是耶稣。
And the whole of the gospel is also Jesus.
今天我们要做什么？
What do we have to do today?
我们有这个三部吗？三部曲吗？
We have the trilogy of blessings.
认识福音。
Understand the gospel.
相信福音。
Believe in the gospel.
更关键的。
And more importantly,
让我们不要被停住，停在这里卡住了。对吗？我们就这个啊，一个好的循环没了。
We cannot just stop there and stop this cycle.
传扬福音。
We have to spread the gospel.
那我们现在要问呢？
So now I need to ask.
我们为什么要传福音呢？
Why do we need to spread?
为什么我们不传福音呢？
Why do we not spread the?
从信主到现在，
from believing to now,
我们到底传了几个？
How many people have spread the gospel to? How many people?
因着我们，他们信主了。
Because of you, have believed.
弟兄姐妹，我们都要问这个问题。
We need to ask this question.
以后我们去见主的时候，我们空空的手，那个时候来不及了。
Are we going to meet the Lord empty-handed? It'd be too late then.
为什么要传福音呢？
Why do we need to?
除非我们看到具有属天的价值。
We can see that it has heavenly value.
耶稣曾经讲了一个比喻。
Jesus once told a parable.
一百只羊的比喻。
100 sheep.
99只有一只丢失了。
Out of 99, one had gone lost.
耶稣怎么做？
What did Jesus do?
去寻找那一只的羊。
He went to look for the lost sheep.
后来他讲了一句很重要的话。
And later he said a very important thing.
路加福音15:7。
In Luke 15:7.
还有第十节。
And also in verse 10.
告诉我们为什么我们需要传福音呢？
It tells us why we need to spread the gospel.
不是单单在这个地上的一两个人，这是关系到天上的事情啊。
It's not just about one or two people on earth. It's related to heaven.
我们一起来读这个耶稣所讲的话。
Let's read what Jesus said.
第七节跟第十节，预备，请。我告诉你们，
in the same way,
一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜。叫比为99个不用悔改的人欢喜更大。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也要这样为他欢喜。有看见吗？这是耶稣的心意。一个人悔改，连天上的天使都要为这种事情欢喜呀。
They will be rejoicing in the presence of the
angels of God.
So that is why you need to preach the gospel.
这是具有属天的价值。
It has heavenly value.
除非我们认识到这有属天的价值，否则我们不会去传福音的。
Unless we recognize that it has heavenly value, we will not spread the gospel.
那你说我怎么传啊？
So how do I spread the gospel?
我怎么传啊？
How do I spread it?
我很害怕。
I'm very scared.
我没有口才，我讲不了啊。
I'm not very good at speaking.
Preaching.
Preaching.
很重要的，耶稣他告诉我们答案了。
Jesus tells us the answer.
当你愿意去传的时候。
When you are willing to spread the gospel.
不是你在传。
It's not you that is.
而是耶稣跟你一起传。
But Jesus who is spreading with you.
我们不敢传。
We cannot do it on our own.
神透过保罗
through Paul,
他成为一个传福音非常非常棒的一个大人的勇士啊。
Paul is a very good at preaching the gospel.
罗马书第一章十六到十七节。
Romans chapter 1 verses 16 to 17。
我们一起大声的念出来。
Let's read it together。
预备，请。我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太，后是希腊。因为神的义正在这福音上，这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信。告诉我们去传福音呢？福音是神的大能。
The gospel is the power of God.
福音是神的大能。
It is the power of God.
他的大能。
And His power.
那为什么我们不传呢？
So why do we not spread the gospel?
让我们彼此被提醒。
We have to be reminded.
我们彼此被提醒。
Let's be reminded.
马可福音来到最后了。
At the end of Mark.
他怎么提醒我们？
How does he remind us?
主耶稣复活要升天了。
As Jesus was about to ascend to heaven,
他颁下大使命。
He gave the disciples the great commission.
你们要去。
Yeah, go.
传福音给万民听。
And
传福音给万民听。
Teach the gospel to all nations.
然后后面说什么？
What does it say afterwards?
二十节。
In verse 20.
门徒出去。
Then the disciples
到处传扬福音，主与他们同工，用神迹随着证实他们所传的道。
And preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it.
你会看见有个很重要、很关键的 是什么？
And you can see something important here.
门徒当门徒愿意出去的时候，去传福音的时候。
When the disciples are willing to go and preach the gospel,
许多时候我们不敢。
A lot of the time we're not willing.
我们相信我们认识的福音呐、啊。
We understand the gospel.
我们也相信的福音呐、啊。
And we believe the.
可是我们不敢传扬福音。
But we're not willing to share the gospel.
那个循环就断掉了。
And the trilogy breaks.
可是这里告诉我们一个秘诀、啊。
But this tells us something important.
A secret.
A secret.
门徒出去的时候，去传的时候，他应许什么了？
When the disciples went out, what did he command them?
主跟他们同工。
Jesus is working with them.
主与他们同工。
The Lord worked with them.
并且后面说什么
？And what does it say afterwards?
用神迹随着，正是所传的道。
The signs accompanied it to confirm his word.
当我们愿意出去的时候
，And when we are willing to go out,
神在做。
神开始动工。God will work.
神透过保罗。
And God through Paul.
给我们看见。
Gives us.
一个人让一个人可以相信福音的话，有四个因素。
There are four elements that make a person believe in the gospel.
这里说什么
？What does it say here?
神透过保罗拯救了很多的人。
The Lord saved many people through Paul.
但是保罗他说我不敢骄傲，我不敢提。
But Paul says that he will not venture to speak of anything or to boast.
但是他只提什么？
What does he say?
提上帝透过他所做的事情。
He only speaks of what has been accomplished.
所以他这里说，只提他借着我的言语作为，用神迹奇事的能力跟圣灵的能力，使外邦人顺服。
By the power of signs and wonders, through the power of the Spirit of God.
还有透过他的言语跟行为。
Through his actions and through his deeds.
我们来看这四个方面。
Let's have a look at the four elements.
第一个是什么？
The first thing.
言语。需要有人去传。
Our speech. We need to share the gospel.
没有人传，那他怎么听见福音呢？
If there's no one sharing the gospel, how will someone hear about it?
神可以愿意行神迹，那通通的人都可以信。
God can perform miracles so that everyone can believe.
但是他不愿意这样子做。
But he's not willing to do this.
他愿意透过我们这些人。
He's willing to do it through us.
要去传言语。所以第一个需要言语，那你去传。
So the first thing is speech to spread the gospel.
需要有人去传。
You require someone to spread the gospel.
我们愿意传吗
？Are we willing to spread the gospel?
我们传了吗
？Have we?
所以这个非常的重要。
So this is really important.
我们需要传。
We need to spread the gospel.
如果不传，
If we don't spread it,
他们听不见这个福音。
They are unable to hear.
但是更重要的，
But more importantly,
也是非常重要的，
A very important bit.
我们传福音的人，
The people who spread the gospel,
我们的行为怎么样？
What are our deeds like?
我们有没有爱心的行动跟生命的见证呢？
Do we perform acts of love or have testimony in our lives?
言语
Speech
需要有人去传
It requires someone to
讲解福音的真理
And to explain the gospel's truth
而传福音的人
And the people who spread the gospel
我所做的
Our actions
我的爱心的行动我生命的见证
Our acts of love and the testimony in our lives
当我们愿意去传去做的时候呢
And when we're willing to spread the gospel
你会看见神用神迹奇事的能力。
You will see that God uses the power of signs and wonders.
最后也是很非常重要的。
And finally, and also very importantly,
圣灵的能力。
The power of the Holy Spirit.
一个人可以信。
A person can believe.
需要人去做。
It requires the people to.
一个人可以信。
To and.
当有人愿意去做的时候。
A person who believes when they're willing to spread the gospel.
神用神迹奇事的能力跟圣灵的能力与我们同工。
God uses the power of signs and wonders and the power of the Holy Spirit to work with us.
有的人很会传。
And some people are very good at spreading the gospel.
有些人就用不同的方式来传。
Some people use different ways to spread the gospel.
最近我们讲到的时候，常常提这个芬妮·克罗斯比。
Recently in our sermons, we've been talking about Fanny Crosby.
虽然他因为眼睛瞎了，不可以到处去传。
Even though she was blind and she couldn't go everywhere to spread the gospel.
他用他创作的诗歌来传。
She used her songs to spread the gospel.
他用他的生命来传。
She used her life's testimony to spread the gospel.
他写了8000多首的诗歌。
She wrote around 8,000 songs.
其中有一首诗歌。
And one of them.
讲到这个有福的确据，耶稣使我何等的荣耀向我显明。
It talks about blessed assurance, Jesus is mine, or what a foretaste of glory divine.
被救主赎回，为神后世，从圣灵重生，主血洗净。
Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood.
这里的副歌告诉我们
In the chorus it tells us,
这是我的信息或唱或讲要赞美我的救主心里欢唱
This is my story, this is my song Praising my Savior all the day long
不单为用嘴巴来赞美主
Not only just using our mouths to praise God
他们的生命就是福音彰显出福音的能力
Their lives show the power of the gospel
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们每一个人
every one of us,
都可以传福音。
We can spread the gospel.
我认识一个教会。
I know one church.
台湾的有一个教会叫做夫妻教会。
There's a church in Taiwan called Blessed and Blessing Church.
这次去的话，刚好碰到主任牧师 Senior Pastor.
And when I went, I just so happened to meet the Senior Pastor.
就好像他教会的名字那样子
And just like his church's name
福气教会
Blessed Church
他的名字起得很好是 Blessed and Blessing
They have a very good name It's Blessed and Blessing
我需要先被上帝来祝福
I need to first be blessed by the
因为我被改变了生命我去祝福别人
And use my changed life to bless others
非常好的提醒
It's a very good reminder
福气教会
The Blessed and Blessing Church
Blessed and Blessing Church
Blessed and Blessing Church
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们被祝福了是吗
Today we have been blessed, right?
我们祝福了别人吗
Have we blessed others?
最近的教会
This church
主任牧师没有受过很多的教育
The senior pastor did not have much education
可是现在全世界的人 都要请他来参 来讲来培训说如何来传福音
But many churches around the world are inviting him to talk about how to spread the gospel.
过去两年的时间
In the past 2 years,
每一年受浸的人都超过1000人。
Each year there have been over 8,000 people baptized.
透过什么呢
Through
透过很多的小组啊。
Through many small groups.
可能你三四个人组成一个小组。
Three or four people
form. 哦，你三四个人再去邀请你的朋友，还没信的朋友来。
And those three, four people invite their non-believing friends.
每个星期跟他们有非正式的一个聚会。
And each week they have a non-formal meeting, informal meeting.
跟他们用爱，用祷告来服侍他们。
Using prayer and love to serve them.
后来有布道会的时候。
And when there was an evangelical event.
几百个小组一起来。
And a few hundred small groups met together.
来收割。你有没有看见？然后很多人就是这样子，所以每年都超过1000人受洗，是这样来的。靠的是每一个弟兄跟姐妹，不是单单靠牧师。
So many people have come to believe at that church, not because of the senior pastor himself, but because of each and every one of the members in the church.
Good. 最近武汉的疫情。
And recently the virus in.
很多人都认识了这个人。你有没有留意到啊？
Many people have come to know this person. Do we know this person?
他是武汉人。
He's from Wuhan.
因为这个疫情。
And because of the virus.
我们认识了这位医生。
We have come to know this doctor.
他放下。做医生，非常出名的外科的医生，做手术的医生。
He gave up his job as a specialist to become a pastor.
他传福音。他说他传福音，有三个人影响了他要出来来传福音。
He says that there are three people that influenced him to preach the gospel.
我们看是哪三个人来向他传福音呢？
他
说这个深深的影响了他一生的生命，然后他愿意。放下原来做很好的做医生的，然后愿意来传福音。
These three people have deeply influenced him to give up his job as a doctor to become a pastor and preach the gospel.
第一个是有一位的美国的宣教士叫 Bruce.
The first person is an American missionary named Bruce.
曾经有一次，这个 Bruce 的女儿手受伤了。
Once Bruce's daughter, his finger was injured.
那一天，这个黄磊的话，他是医生，就帮他来做缝合，就跟他做手术。
And so Huang did an operation for him to stitch up the hand.
做完手术之后，他们就回家。
And afterwards they went home.
他们做了一件很多人都不理解的事情。
They did something that many people didn't understand.
他们把做完手术的把它打开。
They opened up the stitching.
然后拍照拍下来。
They took a picture.
然后为他做手术的医生，为他的全家的都就来祷告。
And so the whole family prayed for the doctor's family.
这是后来他黄磊的话，他去到这个家的时候，看见他家里的书架上有一个照片。
And so as afterwards when Huang visited their house, they saw a photo.He saw a photo.
他说我这个人我认识。
This person I recognize.
他说你怎么会认识他？
How do you recognize her?
哦，对，有一天的话，你的女儿然后来这个诊所的话，要做这个来医院的话要做这个，我认识他。
Oh, one day your daughter came to visit our clinic and I did a surgery for her.
他本来要想来移民来澳洲。
He wanted to come to Australia.
Migrate to Australia. 所以他就想的话，这个是外国人，我就跟他讲英语吧。
So he's like,
来练练他的英语。
I'll practice my English since he.
没想到一出来的话，他说他的国语比他还标准。
Unknowingly, his Mandarin was better than his.
哦，所以他印象特别的深刻。
So he had a very deep impression of this moment.
长话短说，他结果了。后来的话，这位 Bruce 宣教士在中国被人家杀了，为主殉道了。
Afterwards, Bruce was killed in China and became a martyr.
在安息礼拜的过一天。
The day after the funeral,
他太太本来可以上诉去告这个杀的人。
His wife could have gone to appeal this against the killer.
但是他的太太放弃这个机会。
But his wife gave up this right.
带着他六个的孩子。
And she took her six children.
买了礼物。
They bought gifts.
竟然去探访，去安慰这一个杀他人的这个人的父亲。
They went to visit and to comfort the killer's father.
他说我失去了丈夫。
I lost my husband.
我的孩子失去了爸爸。
My children lost their father.
但是你也失去了你的孩子。
But you also lost your child.
我们一同从上帝领受安慰吧。
Let's receive comfort from God together.
神的爱
God's love
用生命来传福音
uses our life to spread the gospel.
黄医生问他
Huang
你为什么这样子做来到中国做宣教士而且一住就是13年呢
Huang asked her, why did you come to, Australia, come to China and stay here for 13 years?
他太太没有多说只有一句话
His wife replied with one statement.
中国需要拯救。
China needs to be saved.
中国需要拯救。
China needs to be saved.
深深触动他的心。
It really moved him.
这位宣教士。
This missionary.
在美国很好的很好的工作，非常好的收入，自己做生意的。
He had a very good life in America. He had his own business.
他三个的兄弟
His three brothers.
都去到亚洲去做宣教士
They all went to Asia to become missionaries.
他的生命
His life.
为中国摆上他的三个兄弟
He gave it up for
都没有继承他那个家庭的那个产业
They all
出去传福音
They all didn't inherit their family.
为了一个目的
Inheritance. For one purpose.
武汉需要拯救
武汉 needs to be saved.
中国需要拯救。
China needs to be saved.
不用太多的理由。
But there aren't that many reasons.
深深的影响了华雷医生。
It deeply influenced Huang for his whole life.
第二个。
And secondly,
是他的同学。
It was his classmate.
作为医生。
As a doctor,
他有一次需要去一个地方就做徒步的考察所以这个考察呢需要有一个医生去
So one time he needed to go on a hike which required a doctor
但是他因为时间冲突后来他就没办法去了
But because there were conflicts in time he was unable to go
有一个同学他说那就让我去吧
And so his, class,、his classmate offered to
当他们 要走的时候他是想跟他的同学在传福音
He wanted to share the gospel with his friend
他同学说：“没关系，等我回来吧，我们有的是时间。”
His friend said, "Don't worry. When I come back, we have plenty of time for you to share the gospel with me."
可是当他的同学那天去的时候
，But on that day when his classmate went,
天下大雨
，It was raining heavily.
他走在山路上面
，And as he was walking on the mountain,
路很滑，他丢到山坑里面去。
The road was very slippery, and he fell into the valley.
死了。
And he died.
才38岁
he was only 38.
他听到这个消息的时候
And when he heard about this
他心里非常的难过
he was deeply pained.
是因为他没有抓住这个机会
he did not, take this opportunity
来传福音
to share the gospel.
美国宣教士提醒他
the American missionary reminded him
我们要多传福音
to evangelize more
要拯救世上的灵魂
to save lost souls.
他的同学
His classmate,
本来想跟他传福音
originally wanted to share the gospel with him,
但是没有抓住机会等他去的时候结果没有机会了
he didn't take, the opportunity, and later on he didn't have the opportunity.
他的同学的过世提醒他一件事情要快传福音啊
His classmate's death reminded him that he needed to preach the gospel without delay.
生命不在我们的手中
Life is not in our hands.
第三个
And the third thing,
影响他的
it influenced him,
是他医院里面的同事
was his colleague in the hospital.
这位医院的同事呢他后来得了肝癌了、
This colleague, he got lung cancer.
肺癌还是肝癌
Lung cancer.
他呢天天去病房里面跟他传福音但是他的同事是因为是共产党员 是领导了他就不信
And so,He visited his friend every day, but his friend, because he was part of the Communist Party, he wouldn't believe.
后来过了一段时间呢
After a period of time,
有一天他心里面被感动
One day he was deeply moved.
那个时候已经是星期六的下午7点了，而且天下着雨
That time is already a Saturday night at around 7 o'clock, raining heavily.
他有一点不想去
He was a bit reluctant to go.
因为以前传他一直传他一直不去嘛，不信啊。
He had preached, shared the gospel with him before.
但是这个时候心里面有个感动，圣灵有个感动。
But that he was moved by the Spirit.
去。
to go.
他跟他太太说，他太太说好，我们一起去。
And so he told his wife, and they went together.
他就冒雨开着摩托车就去到医院。
They rushed to the hospital in the rain.
去到医院的时候
，and when they got to the hospital,
他同学的家人通通都在，都很惊讶。
His colleagues, family were all there, and they were very surprised.
他说他已经昏迷了超过一天了。
He'd been unconscious for more than one day.
他半个小时以前刚刚醒来了。
And half an hour ago, he just woke up.
这就是他受圣灵感动的时候，那个时刻。
And that was when he was moved by the Spirit.
当黄医生来到这个病床的时候
，And when Huang came to the hospital bed,
他单刀直入的就跟他说
，He asked him straight away,
老兄，你的情况很危急了。
Brother, you are in a very critical condition.
我只有一个愿望。
I only have one wish.
我盼望你要信主，我带你信主。
I hope that you may come to believe in Jesus. Are you willing?
没想到以前一直拒绝的这个朋友说：“我愿意，我愿意跟你一起信主。”
Surprisingly, his friend was willing to believe in Jesus.
他已经非常弱了。
He was already very weak.
他想到要信主。
And he wanted to believe in Jesus.
哇，叫他扶那太太要扶他起来。
And he asked for his wife to lift him up.
他用最大的力气。
And he used all his strength.
来做决志祷告。
To pray for commitment to God.
这第提醒他。
So it reminded him.
真的要按圣灵的感动去传福音啊。
We need to preach the gospel according to the touching of the Spirit.
多传福音，快传福音，用圣灵的感动去传福音。
We need to evangelize more without delay and with the touching of the Spirit.
构成了他要传福音的一个整幅的图画。
And so it formed a picture for him to, a holistic picture for him to preach the gospel.
弟兄跟姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们不需要画长篇大论，我们很会做，很会表演，很会讲话。神可以用我们每一个平凡的人。
We don't need to do many performances or crazy stuff. God will use us.
今天所读的经文里面提到一样事情。
In the passages that we read, it mentions one thing.
以色列很小，这个国家非常的小。
Israel is a very small country.
除了这里的地中海。
Apart from the Mediterranean Sea.
它里面的话其实就两个海。
They only have two seas.
什么海呢
？What seas are there?
加利利海。
We've got the Sea of Galilee.
死海。
And the Dead Sea.
请问，耶稣开始工作的时候是在哪里呢
？Where did Jesus start working? Which sea did he start working?
加利利。
In the sea,
耶稣呼召门徒的时候在什么地方呢
？And when Jesus called his disciples, where was?
加利利。
He was in Galilee.
当耶稣在世上的时候，行了很多的神迹奇事做教导，在哪里呢？加利利。
Where did Jesus perform many signs and miracles?
当耶稣复活之后，他告诉人说：“你要去加利利去等我。”
Jesus told his disciples to meet him in Galilee when he had resurrected.
颁布了大使命。
He gave them the great commission.
为什么这么强调加利利呢
？And why do I emphasize so much?
刚才说在以色列里面就两个海。
In Israel, there's only two seas.
加利利海跟死海。
The Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea.
加利利海跟死海最大的不同是什么
？What is the greatest difference between these two seas?
加利利海它的水有进也有出。
In the Sea of Galilee, water enters and exits.
所以它是活的。
So it is living.
加利利海里面有很多的鱼，不同的鱼。
In the Galilee Sea, there is abundant in fish.
死海呢
？But in the Dead Sea,
水只进没有出。
The water only enters but doesn't exit.
那是死的。
So that's why it's dead.
我去过那个地方，一条鱼都没有。
I've been there before and there's.
因为是死的。
Because it's a dead sea.
水只进没有出。
So it only enters and does not exit.
加利利海。
But the Sea of Galilee.
水有进也有出。
The water enters and
exits. 那是活的。
It's a living sea.
弟兄跟姐妹。
Brothers and
sisters. 我领受的福音。
The blessings that you and I have.
我们认识的福音。
The blessings.
我们接受的福音。
And the gospel that we have accepted.
有进。
It's.
有出吗？我们去传扬的福音没有
？Have we spread this gospel？
这是神的心意，不是我们今天在这里耶稣的心意啊，弟兄姐妹。
This is God's will. It's Jesus' will.
有进有出的加利利。
The Sea of Galilee that has water entering and exiting.
有进无出的死海。
The dead sea which has water coming in and not going out.
你我是哪一种的信徒？
Which type of disciple are we?
今天的回应诗歌。
Today I'll respond to him.
主若今天接我灵魂。
If must I go an empty-handed?
是一个真实的故事。
It's a true story.
有一个人，他浪费了很多的时间。
A person,
但是当他后来他重生之后，他去传福音。
A person, he wasted a lot of time, but once he repented, and had his new life, began his new life, he went to spread the gospel.
但是只过了一个月，他患了重病了。
But after 1 month, he became severely ill.
牧师去安慰他，去为他祷告。
And when the pastor went to comfort him and to pray for him,
他这时候说：“牧师，我现在不是怕死。”
He told the pastor, he said, I'm not afraid of dying.
因为耶稣已经拯救了我。
Because Jesus has already saved me.
现在我很难过。
But something that I'm very sad about.
因为我是空空手去见我的主。
Because I'm going empty-handed to visit the Lord.
所以那位牧师受圣灵的感动，马上就把这个故事写下了这首诗歌。
So the pastor, touched by the Spirit, quickly,went to write this song.
这首诗歌提醒了许多神的儿女起来，来为主来拯救灵魂，传扬福音。
This song reminds many of us, to rise and to spread the gospel.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们闭上眼睛。
Let's close our eyes.
福音的三部曲。
The trilogy of blessings.
认识福音
，understand the gospel，
相信福音
，believe in the gospel，
传扬福音
，and spread the gospel。
主耶稣是福音的起头
，Jesus is the beginning of the gospel，
是福音的中心
，the center of the gospel，
是福音的全部
，and is the whole of the gospel。
去传扬福音
，and spread the gospel，
是主的呼召
，is God's command。
呼召我们去拯救世上的灵魂。
It is his calling to save lost souls.
传扬福音。
And to spread the gospel.
是复活主耶稣的命令。
Is a resurrected
Jesus' command. 当我们愿意去做的时候。
And when we are willing to do so.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
福音是神的大能。
The gospel is God's great power.
当门徒出去传，愿意去传福音的时候。
And when the disciples are willing to go and spread the gospel.
圣经应许我们。
The Bible promises us,
主与我们同工
God will work with us.
用神迹随着来证实我们所传的道
With miracles to confirm the word.
弟兄跟姐妹
Brothers and sisters.
加利利海跟死海
The Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea.
一个是有进有出
One that has water coming, flowing in and out, and one that only has water coming in.
你我是哪一种？
Which type of disciple are we?
难道我们要等到我们生命要终结的时候，我们没有带一个人信主，我们怎样向主来交战呢？
Are we going to go empty-handed to see the Lord?
我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this song together.
主若今日接我灵魂。
Must I?